主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I study the Bible with all of you.
今天晚上呢，来谈谈《生命记》里的一个主题：圣洁的民不行神所憎恶的事。
Tonight, I'd like to share with you a theme in the book of Deuteronomy: a holy people abstain from abomination of the Lord.
我们照着读经进度，今天24号应该是读24章。
According to the Bible reading schedule, today is the 24th, so we'll be studying chapter 24.
那从《生命记》从12章开始呢，一直到26章呢，我们发现它也都记载百姓他们进迦南地之后，他们所要注意的一些生活指导。
From chapter 12 to chapter 26, here mentioned some of the things that the people of God have to be aware of.
从他们拜神的观念，到他们所吃的饮食，到他们的居住环境，以及他们要面对当地人的一些风俗习惯，在这一段里面，神都特别要摩西跟百姓提醒。
And God wants Moses to tell the people concerning their dietary habit, the place of their worship, and also their environment, and also the culture and tradition of the people of the place.
那在生命记里面，他一直在强调以色列选民他们在神眼中的特殊地位。
And throughout the book of Deuteronomy, emphasize the special, the holy people, how they are special to the sight of God.
他们在神眼中是圣洁的民，是神特别从万民当中特选的。
And they are the special people chosen by God. They are the holy one by God.
我们现在看第七章，《生命记》第七章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
第六节。
Chapter 7, verse 6.
第七章六节说：“因为你归主你神为圣洁的民，主你神从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。”
Verse 6, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the people on the face of the earth.
这里特别强调说，这个神以色列选民，他们是神从万民当中特选的，做要给神自己做圣洁的民，因为神是圣洁的神。
Especially mentioned that the people of Israel, they are a holy people chosen by God,throughout the face of the earth, and they are holy because God Himself is holy.
他的圣洁是来自于神的。
And their holiness is from God.
也就是说，因为是神从万民当中选出来，然后归他自己，所以他的这些人是属神的。
And because these people are they belong to God because God has chosen them this people.From the face of the earth.
那这里在凸显出一个观念，就是这些人是神特选的。
So over here, emphasize the value that this people is a special people chosen by God.
哦，那所以神既然选出来，他就有一个目的。
And God has His own purpose to choose this people.
要让这些民呢，在这个地上成为他的代表，能够彰显出他的圣洁。
Because God wants this nation to magnify His glory and also His holiness.
那所以现在你看这个第七章，刚才看到这一节，我们现在看到第十四章啊，他现在再强调一次哦。
And let's also go to chapter 14.
第二节。
Chapter 14, verse 2, here once again emphasize.
十四章二节说：“因为你归主你神为圣洁的民，主从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。”
Verse 2, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people for Himself, a special treasure above all the peoples who are on the face of the earth.
那基本上跟第七章所讲的是一样的。
And this is a similar description as in chapter 7.
那第七章呢，他在讲这个圣洁的民的时候，他所强调的重点就是因为当地人他们有很多拜偶像的习惯，有很多偶像在那个地方，所以你进去以后要把这些偶像把它除掉。
In chapter 7, when mentioned about the special people chosen by God, furthermore talk about how over there in the Gentile land there are many idols, and you have to first get rid of those idols.
然后之后呢，要把这些民都把它除尽，然后。 把它灭绝净尽，就是说都要除光光。
And then you have to get rid of all the Gentiles on the land.
啊，因为如果没有把它除掉了，那将来你的儿女会跟他们通婚，通婚之后你们就会跟随他们去拜偶像，然后就会丧失了你们这个圣洁民的这个身份。
Because if you do not get rid of the people that's living there, later on your daughters and sons will have intermarriage with them, and you will no longer be holy nation.
因为最后神会向你们发怒，那神的发怒就是因为这些百姓的后代会被引诱去跟从别的神敬拜偶像，然后神反过来会向他们发怒，灭绝他们。
And then your sons will turn away from God to worship the foreign gods, and you will arouse the anger of the Lord.
啊，所以呢，现在进去要把那个民除掉，把那些偶像都把它啊毁坏。
Now, therefore, when you enter into the land, you should get rid of all the people and also destroy all the foreign images.
那表示说，现在神的选民跟偶像拜偶像的人是不一样的。
So over here, talk about how the chosen people of God is different, very different from those idols.
啊，那特别提醒他们在婚姻上要小心。
And God also reminded them to be careful on their marriage.
那到第十四章的地方啊，十四章的第一节啊。
And let's go to chapter 14, verse 1.
你们是主你们神的儿女啊，不可以为使人用刀划身，也不可以将额上剃光。
In chapter 14, verse 1, you are the children of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourselves nor shave the front of your head for the dead.
那这个所谓用为死掉的人在身上用刀划身呢，表示说你用刀划身你就会流血嘛，对不对？
And this is talking about you should not cut the body of the dead because when you cut someone, it will be bleeding.
那现在为了使人把这个额上剃光，也都是跟这个死人这件事情有关系的。
And you also should not shave your head for the dead.
那表示在当地那时候，他们因为拜偶像的风俗啊，他们有人是用这样的方式来表达对他们所拜的神的虔诚，以及希望借这样的行为得到他们的神的喜悦。
Because at the time it's their custom and tradition to perform such a ritual to show their piety to their God.
好，那希望说，因为这个死人在一般人在，其实很多民族他们对死亡这个事情都会觉得很慎重，然后也都希望，也都认为说这个有可能就是神不高兴了发怒了，所以我们应该做什么事情来让我们所拜这个神喜悦，这个就是他们当时的习惯。
And because at the time, many different nations they treat the dead very seriously, and they will do such a thing to please their gods.
啊，这个神特别吩咐他的百姓说，你们是圣洁的民，所以这些外一邦人的这些风俗，你们不可以跟着行，你不可以因为死的缘故，让你自己有这些作为。
So over here, God especially warned them that this is the custom and tradition of the Gentile, and you are the holy people. You should not follow such act.
哦，所以现在我们是神圣洁的民，因为是神拣选万民中拣选的，所以现在异邦的这个信仰以及他们一些习惯，我们就要禁戒。
And because we are God's holy people, we are especially chosen by Him. That's why we should not follow the custom and tradition of the Gentiles.
那现在，如果我们愿意，我们知道我们的身份，然后我们愿意去尊重神、敬畏神呢，我们就会听神的话，不去做这些事的。
So now, if we know of our own status and if we respect and we are obedient to God, then we will restrain from doing all these things.
那当我们愿意去听神的吩咐的时候，现在神其实他认他所选的这个人为他的民的时候，是跟他们立约的，是有约在身的。
So if we listen to these commandments from God, then we are following this covenant with God.
哦，那我们现在看第二十六章。
Let's turn to chapter 26.
第二十六章的第十七节。
Chapter 26, verse 17.
二十六章十七节。
26 verse 17。
我们从十六节开始读，比较清楚。
Starting from verse 16。
十六节说，主你的神今日吩咐你行这些律例典章，所以你要尽心尽性谨守遵行。
16. This day the Lord your God commands you to observe these statutes and judgments. Therefore you shall be careful to observe them with all your heart, with all your soul.
第十七节说，你今日认主为你的神，应许遵行他的道，谨守他的律例诫命典章，听从他的话。
17. Today you have proclaimed the Lord to be your God, and that you will walk in his ways and keep his statutes, his commandments, and his judgments, and that you will obey his voice.
18节
18.
主今日照他所应许你的，也认你为他的子民，使你谨守他的一切诫命。
18. Also today the Lord has proclaimed you to be his special people, just as he promised you that you should keep all his commandments.
19节
19.
又使你得称赞、美名、尊荣，超乎他所造的万民之上。并照他所应许的，使你归主你神为圣洁的民。
19. And that he will set you high above all nations which he has made, in praise, in name, and in honor, and that you may be a holy people to the Lord your God, just as he has spoken.
你看看这里，这几节圣经啊，他在讲，现在神吩咐他的民要行这些他的命令啊，事实上是有目的，也是有应许的。
And there is God's promise, or also God's purpose, to ask His chosen people to follow His commands, statutes.
其实当时候摩西他对百姓这样讲的时候，他是把话讲清楚。他说：“现在两生死祸福，生命跟死亡，以及福气跟咒诅，摆在你面前，让每个人自己选。”
And when Moses proclaimed this to the people, he said to them, Now both blessings, curses, and also life and death are in front of you, and you can make your own choice.
他说现在如果人愿意认主是我的神，然后我应许要遵守他的道，谨守他所吩咐的，那么他说神也要认我们做他圣洁的民。
And he said to them, If you deem God as your God and follow his commandments, then God will also accept you as his special people, his chosen one.
那神就要让你可以谨守他的一切诫命。
And God will let you to keep all his commandments.
然后第二件，他说神也要让你得到称赞、美名、尊荣。
And God will also give you praises and honor.
哦，是超过万民之上的，表示说你一定是得到尊重的，而且是让万民看出来说你是有福的人。
And you will be highly respected, and he will set you high above all nations.
然后最后他说，他也要照他向你所应许的，使你做神的圣洁的民。
And according to his promise, he will make you his made you into be his holy people.
也就是说，真的最后成为跟神有份的。完全圣洁的神有荣耀的名。
And you will be, you have part with the Lord, you will be the holy one of the Lord.
所以这个圣洁的名，这个身份要得到，就是我们要在神面前立志，我要承认主是我的神，他的话我应当遵守。那么神反过来加添我们力量，然后赐给我们更多的福气、尊荣还有荣耀，超乎万民之上。
If you want to receive this name to be God's holy people, then you have to first follow his commandments, and in return, God will grant you strength to be able to keep all his commandments.
所以当我们说我们是神圣洁的民的同时，其实我们在向世人宣告我们愿意遵守神这个约。
So when we proclaim that we are God's holy people, at the same time, we are actually proclaiming to the people that we are willing toto follow the commandments of the Lord.
那这个是神的圣洁的名啊，是属神的人啊。你看神这里说，我要给他们得称赞、得美名、得尊荣。
And this is God's holy people. This is a people belonging to God. So God said, I will give him praise. I'll give him honor.
那这些名啊，既然属神的，圣经说啊，就是神把他捧在手上的。
And since this nation is belonging to God.God held this nation up on high.
他们是特别被神所疼爱的。
This is a nation that that's loved by God.
我们现在看第32章。
Let's go to chapter 32.
哦，三十三章，三十三章。
Let's go to chapter 33.
第三节。
Chapter 33, verse 3.
这就是神圣洁的名的特质。
And this is the special characteristic of the holy nation of God.
第三节说，他疼爱百姓。
Verse 3.
众圣徒都在他的手中，他们坐在他的脚下，领受他的言语。
Verse 3, yes, he loves the people, and his saints are in your hand. They sit down at your feet. Everyone receives your words.
神圣洁的民是坐在神的脚前领受他的话语的。
And the holy people of God, they will sit by the feet of the Lord, receiving his words.
然后他说，神的这个爱，他疼爱他们，就像把他们 这些民、哦、属他的这些民，把他捧在手心，很宝贵。
And here mentioned that God loves the people just as if he held them in his hand.
所以圣洁的名其实是、啊、真的是何止只是得到美名称赞，在神眼中你看是多么被神珍惜，每一个人都是非常珍贵。
So this is not just receiving a beautiful name. At the same time, God deemed each one of them very precious.
我们今天如果了解我们在神眼中的身份跟地位，我们一定会很谨慎我们的生活，我们的心思意念每一件事情。
If today we understand such an important statue and role that we are holding, then we will be extra careful on our conduct, our motive, and our thoughts.
那所以圣洁的民，我们如果从七章十四章，我们就看到这个偶像的事情是这个是绝对不可以的。那这些异邦的风俗，我们也会尽量避免自己不要去沾染。
And so from this chapter, if we are a holy nation, then we will not worship idols, and we will also not conform with the tradition and custom of the locals.
那不但这样子，那我们会注意我们所吃的东西，我们所从外界进到我们里面来的这什么东西，我们一定会小心。
And we'll also be careful of the food that we eat, the things that we receive from the society.
在《生命记》里面，他有讲到这个所谓的洁净的物跟不洁净的物了。
Because in the book of Deuteronomy, it talks about things that's clean and things that's not clean.
我们现在看十四章的第十四啊二十一节。
Let's turn to chapter 14.
十四章二十一节。
Chapter 14, verse 21.
二十一节说，他说：“凡致死的，你们都不可吃啊，可以给你们城里聚集的吃，或卖给外人吃。”因为你是归主你神为圣洁的民，不可用山羊羔母的奶煮山羊羔。
21. You should not eat anything that dies of itself. You may give it to the alien who is within your gates, that he may eat it, or you may sell it to a foreigner. For you are holy people to the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk.
好，那表示这个自己死掉的没有放血的不吃，是因为它没有流血，所以不可以吃。
Anything that dies of itself, you cannot eat because the blood was not released from the animal.
他说，如果因为你是属神的圣洁的民，所以这些东西不可以吃了。
And here mentioned because you are holy people to the Lord, that's why you cannot eat these things.
也就是说，我们这个圣洁的身份，在神眼中这个尊贵的、这个特殊的，这个选民呢，不要因为食物让我们自己玷污了。
And because we are the holy people of God, so that's not tainted of self because of food.
对，不要被这些吃进去的食物污染了我们自己啊。
So that we will not be polluted by food that we eat.
好，所以他这个第十四章他这里讲说什么东西是圣洁净可以吃，什么东西是不洁净可以吃。
So in chapter 14, talk about clean and unclean meat.
那这个所谓洁净不洁净，其实我们现在看起来，就是我们都知道说，在主耶稣基督里面，其实这些动物本身已经不在所谓的洁净不洁净的问题了。
And we know that in Lord, under Lord Jesus Christ, there is no more clean or unclean animals.
因为当主耶稣向彼得显示那个异象的时候，在使徒行传第十章里面所看到那个异象。那我们就已经看到，其实这些饮食的部分已经不是救恩所要强调的重点。
Because when God showed Peter in Acts chapter 10, the sign, from that point on, we know clean and unclean animals is no longer a problem.
因为他是在讲的就是这个属灵的救恩的问题而已。
Because now we emphasize on the salvation,
所以我们,
spiritual salvation.
所以我们现在看到第生命记十四章这个讲的洁净不洁净，我们现在要想的是，今天我们每一天所接受的信息，我们今天吃食物，那我们的心灵，我们眼睛所接受的，这些是不是污秽的，是不洁净的东西，我们一定不要把它拿进来，不要让它进入我们的脑筋，我们的眼睛，那我们的耳朵里。
So when we read chapter 14 about clean and unclean meat, we have to see it from another perspective. The things, the messages we received daily, is it clean or unclean?
就是说我们到底我们在看什么东西呢?
What are the things that we watch?
什么样的思想我们在吸收，在接受?
And what kind of thoughts and things, the messages are we receiving?
哦，什么样的一些信息我们每天在一直在看的?
And what are some of the things that we continuously watch daily?
我们如果是神圣洁的民,
If we are the holy people of God,
我们就会注意我们每一天所接触的东西。
Then we'll be careful of the things that we come to contact with daily.
所以我们会让我们的灵魂圣洁。
And we will want to have a holy soul.
所以不洁净 的这些资讯、广告、影片、任何东西、音乐，统统不要让它进到我们的身体。
So we will not let any unclean music, media.Or messages influence us or come into us.
当然这个食物的部分我们当然是 要吸收会让我们的灵命成长的东西的。
And about food, we will have to eat things that will benefit our body.
那所有的一切重点都是我们尊重神，因为这是神的吩咐。
And
the principle.
The principle is that all we do, we'll have to respect God because this is the commandment of God.
所以你看这个圣洁的民，他会注意他的生活，周遭他到底在吸收什么东西。
So a holy people will be careful of the things that he or she encounters or received.
除了这个以外，包括我们的环境都要小心。
And other than this, we also have to be careful of our environment.
所以圣洁包括你看我们拜神的态度，我们吃的东西，还有我们怎么处理我们生活周遭的环境呢？
So to live a holy life is not only have to be careful of the things we eat, the things we see, and also we have to be careful of our environment.
我们现在看第二十三章。
Let's turn to chapter 23.
二十三章。
Chapter 23.
我们现在看第十四节。
Chapter four, verse 14.
十四章二十三章十四节说，因为主你的神常在你营中行走，要救护你，将仇敌交给你，所以你的营理当圣洁，免得他见你那里有污秽就离开你。
14. For the Lord your God walks in the midst of your camp to deliver you and give your enemies over to you. Therefore your camp shall be holy, that he may see no unclean thing among you and turn away from you.
你看他这个污秽哈。这个误会前后文他讲的就是你如果出去打仗，你扎营帐篷，他现在特别说在你的营外要选一个地方做便所，你到那边去，你这边去方便以后一定要拿一个铲子，特别的铲子去铲土把它掩埋，就是要保持你这个环境都很干净。
And these verses are talking about when you go into war, then you have to setYou have to first pitch your tent and find a place outside of tent and dig a hole and have an implement among your equipment that you may cover your refuse.
也就是说不可以让你的这个周围的环境这样子很脏。
That you cannot let your environment be very dirty.
因为如果很脏神就不跟你们同在，神就走了。
Because if there's any unclean things,Then God will turn away from you.
那神如果走了，你们打仗肯定输了。
And if God turned away from you, then you will surely lose the battle.
哦，所以他这里特别说，所以你看你的营应该要，因为你是圣洁的民，现在神要与你同在，所以你的环境理当圣洁。
And because you're the holy nation, and God will abide with you, so you have to have a holy environment.
所以今天你看神对我们这个属他的这一群民，他的要求。从身心灵到我们周围的环境，他都要求我们跟他的圣洁有份。
So today, as a holy people, God will want us to be holy in our body, in our heart, in our spirit, and also in our an environment that we live in.
所以你看，我们今天一个真的跟从神的一个家庭，我们每一个个人呢，我们一定要把我们的环境整理干净。
So today, each of our family and also ourselves will have to clean our environment.
哦，这是为什么？一般呢，如果那个人呢是被魔鬼工作的，或者是有不干净的灵在工作的人呢，他通常都是不喜爱清洁，然后就邋遢，然后这个整个人看起来就是，这就很怪。
And that's why sometimes when certain people they are influenced or possessed by Satan, and they will be very dirty and they will not like anything, they will not be clean.
所以被污鬼附身的人，通常你看那个就是不喜欢洗澡啊，那就是整个环境就很污秽。
And the person that's possessed by demon, they will not like to taking bath, and they will be very dirty and filthy outside.
但是我们是圣洁的民，所以我们一定要让我们自己的家庭、居家环境、我们教会各方面每一个个人本身都是很干净的。
But because we are holy people of God, we have to let our family, our environment, everything that's about us to be clean.
好，那现在这个是在看我们自己是神圣洁的民这个角度。
And so now let's see from the perspective that we are God's holy people.
那现在我们再来看，现在圣洁的民，他要能够尊重神，遵守神的诫命，所以我们现在就不去行神所看为憎恶的事了。
So the holy people of God will respect Him and will follow His commandments.
那什么是神所憎恶的事呢？
Therefore, will not do anything that's considered abomination to the Lord. And what are things that's abomination to the Lord?
在生命记里面呢，他特别记录很多次有关于什么事情是神所憎恶的。
And in the throughout the book of Deuteronomy, talk about some of the things that's detested by God.
那最多的第一大的部分就是跟偶像有关系的。
And one of the majority thing is matters that is relating to idols.
如果你把用这个经文的分析去看这个 abomination 这个憎恶啊，神所憎恶的事，把它分析啊，应该有十几次啊。
If you analyze the verses that have the word abominations, it will occur 10 sometimes.
那这些，我们就把它稍微整理一下，就会发现说有几个大项目是我们一定要小心。
And then if you organize these verses, you'll realize there are some key points you have to be aware of.
我们现在看第七章。
Let's first turn to chapter 7.
第七章二十五节。
Chapter 7, verse 25.
七章二十五节。
Chapter 7, verse 25.
二十五节说，他们雕刻的神像你们要用火焚烧，其上的金银你不可以贪图，也不可以收取。免得你因此陷入网罗，这原是主你神所憎恶的。
25. You shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it for yourselves, lest you be snared by it. For it is an abomination to the Lord your God.
26节说，
26.
可憎的物你不可以带进家去，不然你就成了当毁灭的，与那物一样。你要十分厌恶，十分憎嫌，因为这是当毁灭的物。
26. Nor shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it. You shall utterly detest it and utterly abhor it, for it is an accursed thing.
这里这两节圣经在讲的神所憎恶的事，就是偶像以及跟偶像有关系的这些物。
From these two verses can see God detests the carved images and also anything that's relating to the images.
那所以你看，现在神他对百姓特别强调，那些偶像是跟偶像的风俗都是神所厌恶的，不能够让这些东西来沾染、来污秽你的圣洁。那这些东西要从你的生活周遭里面除干净。
So God specially stressed the point that the carved images is detestable by him. So that's why if you are the holy people of God, you have to destroy it.
这些东西都不可以把它带到你的家去了。
And you shall not bring this abomination into your house.
好，不然我们自己的家它就成了当毁灭的。
Lest your home be doomed to destruction.
所以要十分憎恶，十分憎嫌。
So that you have to utterly detest it and utterly abhor it.
所以圣洁的民，他会有神的标准，他会有神的心，所以神所厌恶的，他就会厌恶。
So if the holy people will have the principle and the heart of the Lord, whatever the Lord detests, the holy people will detest.
好，所以现在这些偶像，还有偶像上面的那经文，他说特别强调说不可以贪图哦。
So here talk about carved images, and also we shall not covet the silver or gold that is on these carved images.
他说你不可以收取的，所以你在毁掉那个偶像的时候，那个偶像上面那些宝贵的东西、金银啊，说要把它毁掉，不可以去贪图说，说哇，我这个好可惜。
That when you burn the carved images, you cannot take the silver and gold from it.
那表示说，你看，因为这些东西是神所厌恶的，所以他说我们要小心我们的心，不要被这个世界的我们和人的观念认为说啊，那偶像除掉那个偶像的东西又没有什么关系，为什么？不可以要。
And these things are considered an abomination to the Lord that we have to guard our heart and do not treat lightly of the silver and gold that's on those carved images.
所以跟偶像有关系的，这个要特别小心的哈。
So therefore, anything that's related to idols, we have to be careful.
那这样的一个要求呢，在第十二章呢，十二章三十一节。
In chapter 12, verse 31, there's a similar request.
哦，三十，我们现在看这个三十二章三十一节。十二章三十一节。
Let's go to chapter 12, verse 31.
他说：“你不可以向主你的神这样行，因为他们向他们的神行了神所憎嫌、所恨恶一切事，甚至将自己的儿女用火焚烧献以他们的神。”
31, you shall not worship the Lord your God in that way, for every abomination to the Lord which he hates, they have done to their gods. For they burn even their sons and daughters in the fire to their gods.
那这里还包括跟偶像有关系的一些风俗。
And this is the customs that's relating to idol worshiping.
因为他们当时候在拜那个偶像的时候，他们有一些做法。
Because at the time when people worship idol, they have a certain way.
他们就是会献祭，甚至把他们自己的儿女献给他们的神。
And they will make sacrifices to idols. They even burn their own sons and daughters.
哦，那现在我们再看看一节哈。
Let's go to another verse.
看第十七章。
Chapter 17.
我们看。我们直接看第十八章好了，十八章的第九节。
Go to chapter 18, verse 9.
十八章第九节说：“你到了那主你神所赐之地，那些国民所行可憎的事，你不可以学着行。”
When you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations.
第十节说
：“10.
中间不可以有人使儿女惊惑，不可以有占卜的、观兆的、用法术的、行邪术的。”
And 10, there shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughters pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer.
11节用迷术的、教鬼的、行巫术的、过阴的。
Or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead.
12节凡行这些事的都为神所憎恶。因那些国民行这可憎恶的事，所以主你的神将他们从你面前赶出了。
For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you.
那从这几节圣经我们看到，这个当时候他们那些当地人他们的风俗有很多是跟这个交鬼，就是行邪术的啊，这些观兆的有关系的。
So from these verses, we can see at the time, the Gentiles when they practice things such as witchcraft, soothsayer, and also interpret omens.
那这个其实有这一些的这些做法，其实是跟他们的偶像崇拜相关的。
And these practices have a direct relationship with their idol worshiping customs.
那所以这些他说，神的选民、圣洁的民不可以学着行。
And that's why he said, holy people that's belonging to God shall not follow these things.
因此你看今天你看我们在这个社会啊，也有很多很多不同的民族他们的那个习惯啊。
And today, living in this society, there are also many different customs and traditions from different nations.
这个所谓观照的观星象的这个就是紫微斗数啊，什么算命跟反正跟这个跟这个所谓的神秘学有关系的，我们都要小心。
And we have to be extra careful of the things that's relating to conjure spells, medium or spiritist.
哦，那这个既然是神所憎恶的，那我们就要小心。
And because this is an abomination to the Lord, so we have to be aware of these.
那当我们的朋友、我们周遭的人他们在谈这种事的时候，我们其实要了解，我们真的要跟他们有分别，就不要去参与。
And when our friends are talking about these things, we need to be separate from them and be aware that we should not come to learn these things.
因为有些人是为了好玩，但是他不了解这个整个过程，事实上是跟偶像崇拜是相连的。
Because some people just treat this as an entertainment, they do not know this has a direct relationship with idol worshiping.
但我们属神的人，我们认识，我们知道以后，我们就会留意，因为我们愿意遵守神的吩咐。
But as a people belonging to God, once we understand the meaning, we should be careful when it comes to these things.
所以这个异教的风俗是要很小心的。
So we have to be careful of the custom of the Gentile.
好，那我们再来看第二十章的第十八节。
Let's turn to chapter 20, verse 18.
有时候别人在讲，我们就不要去学。
Sometimes we should not learn of the things that these people said.
第十八二十章十八节。
20 verse.
他第十八节。
18.
他再一次的强调说，把这些迦南人灭掉。他的重点是第十八节，免得他们教导你们学习一切可憎恶的事，就是他们向自己神所行的，以致你们得罪主你的神。
Here mentioned you have to eradicate these people. 18, lest they teach you to do according to all their abomination, which they have done for their gods, and you sin against the Lord your God.
这个就是所谓的他们拜神宗教一些风俗。他说我们如果跟他们一起学习，跟他们一起掺杂的时候，很自然的你就会偏向这一边，然后就惹神发怒，就失落了我们圣洁的名啊，这个跟神所立的约了。
And if you learn from their religious practice, then slowly you will drift away from the Lord.
好啊，所以你看这些都是神所憎恶的呢，我们要就不去行喽。
So because all these are considered abomination to the Lord, so we should not do them.
那我们现在再来看，有一些事情呢，我们要小心，包括我们的衣着了哈。我们现在看第二十二章。
Let's go to chapter 22, and these are the things that we have to be aware of.
在这个社会里面呢，现在这个越来越普遍的二十二章第五节。
Because in the society today, it's more and more prevalent.
第五节，妇女不可以穿戴男子所穿戴的，男子也不可以穿妇女的衣服，因为这样行都是主你神所憎恶的。
Verse 5, a woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all who do so are an abomination to the Lord your God.
你看他这里讲的这些，这个男不男女不女的问题了。
So this over here is talking about sexual gender.
女的把她装成男的，男的装成女的。
That a woman will dress like a man and a man will dress like a woman.
那为什么特别说这样的事情是神所憎恶的呢？
And why over here mentioned these things are abomination to the Lord?
因为这样的结果会鼓励所谓同性恋的问题了。
Because the result of this will encourage
同性恋
homosexuality.
因为其实这个同性恋的问题自古以来都有。
Because the issue of homosexuality started from in ancient time.
那这个在迦南人当中也是很普遍的。
And this is also something very common in the land of Canaan.
那所以当地人他们一定有这个做法。
So the locals they practice.
所以现在神特别吩咐他的百姓，他说你现在男女的衣着一定要分清楚。
That's why the Lord especially stressed this that you should be careful in what you wear.
不要让这样的外表服装这个好像小事情，然后让我们走入这个神所厌恶的这个途径里。
that you should be careful of this and not to walk on a path to be an abomination to the Lord.
哦，所以我们你看，我们叫我们孩子，我们如果是女儿，那是儿女儿子，那他应该怎样穿着打扮？我们应该就是要按照神的他所给我们的吩咐来教养他们。
So when we have children, we have to teach them to wear clothing according to the commandments of the Lord.
我们现在再看一个23章。
Let's read another one, chapter 23.
23章，现在请看第17节。
Verse 17.
23章17节说，以色列的女子中不可以有妓女，以色列的男子中不可以有软童。
17. There shall be no ritual harlot of the daughters of Israel, or a perverted one of the sons of Israel.
好，那这个所谓的妓女呢？这个不是一般的那种那个风化场所那个妓女，这个是指的就是他们当时候有在那个外邦，在当地家人信仰里面有所谓的女的妙妓跟男的妙妓。
And this is not talking about any prostitute. At a time in their temple, they have ritual harlot.
啊，那这个就是他们借着这种淫乱的行为，然后来取悦他们的神呢。
And they practice sexual immorality to please their God.
所以呢，在他们的那个信仰里面有所谓的男性的跟女性的这样子。
And that's why, according to their worship, they have ritual harlot and also perverted.
好，所以十七节里面的这个妓女，跟现在第十八节说，娼妓所得的钱或软童所得的价，你不可以带入主你神的殿还愿。因为这两样都是主你神所憎恶的。
18. You shall not bring the wages of a harlot or the practice of a dog to the house of the Lord your God for any vowed offering, for both of these are an abomination to the Lord your God.
好，在这里第十八节这个娼妓呢，这个就是真的那个行淫乱的那种娼妓了。
So over here, in verse 18, the wages of a harlot, this harlot is like a prostitute.
哦，那这个做软童的，它原文是说狗啊。
And for the translation of the perverted son, over here is translated as a dog.
哦，那所以这个所谓的软童这个问题，其实就是当时候同性恋的问题。
So this the problem that's talking about in these verses is talking about homosexuality.
以及包括那个人跟动物有那个性的行为。
And it's also including that men have sexual relationship with animal.
哦，那这些东西他说都是神所憎恶的。
And all these things are an abomination to the Lord.
他在强调我们今天要保守我们的身体的圣洁。
And it's to emphasize that we have to be holy in our physical body.
因为我们的身体是神的殿。
Because our body is a temple of God.
哦，所以我们这个圣洁的部分一定要包括我们自己的身，我们的身心灵都圣洁。
So when we talk about holiness, is we have to be holy in both our body and also our thoughts, our mind.
因为神要求我们完全归属他，成为完全人。
Because God wants us to completely to be with him, to be a complete man.
好，所以你看第十八章的第十三节说。
That's why in chapter 18, verse 13, here mentioned,
你要在主你的神面前做完全人。
You shall be blameless before the Lord your God.
那表示说，我们现在真的要在我们每一个生活层面上，真的是很在意神对我们的要求，我们能够在神眼中没有瑕疵，没有一些污点。
Therefore, we have to take heed in all aspects of our life that we shall be blameless before the Lord our God.
那其实我们如果从生命一直看下去，你自己去注意一下，其实还有其他的部分在描述说，有些事情是神所憎恶的了。
And if we continue to read the book of Deuteronomy, you'll realize there are other things that's considered an abomination to the Lord.
包括我们献给神的东西不能够有瑕疵，我们不要的，所以有残疾的不可以献给神，不然就成为神所憎恶的。
Including the things that we offer to God should be without blemish.
哦，这是第十七章里面所讲的。
And that's mentioned in chapter 17.
那在第24章，他其实也有讲到这个神所憎恶的事。第二十四章。
And in chapter 24, also talk about things that's abominable to the Lord.
就是第四节那里。
In verse 4.
那其实就是指的这个婚姻的问题。
And it's talk about the issue in marriage.
那个婚姻，他之所以会这样讲，其实是因为如果人随意离婚呢，那这个会变成把这个土地污秽，会导致淫乱，然后让神发怒，所以这个也是神所憎恶的。
And
婚姻上的混乱呢？
It's talking about a man divorce according to his desire, and because of this, the land will be polluted as well.
哦，所以这也是神所憎恶的。那我们就要在我们的婚姻上好好的经营，然后去维持神所给我们的这些家庭的生活，让它能够成为蒙福的来源，而不是反过去糟蹋它，然后成为神所憎恶的。
And therefore, this is also considered an abomination to the Lord. That's why we have to manage our marriage carefully, so that our marriage can be a source of blessing instead of the source of curse.
好，所以这个是在婚姻上要小心的。
So in chapter 24, these are the things we have to be careful in our marriage.
在二十五章
，in chapter 25,
还有一个地方，在第二十五章的第十六节
，Chapter 25, verse 16.
因为行非义之事的人，都是神主你神所憎恶的。
For all who do such things, all who behave unrighteously, are an abomination to the Lord your God.
那这个行非义之事的意思，就是去那个用大小不同的升斗去诈欺然后得到利益，就是不诚实。
And the unrighteous behavior is talking about.Using unfair measurement tools to cheat others.
哦，所以那如果是行诈欺诡诈的事的人呢，最后也成为神所憎恶的。
And people that practice such deeds, in the end, they will also be an abomination to the Lord your God.
所以你看，我们今天要怎么跟人相处，其实是会影响到我们在神眼中的这个地位的。
So today, how we interact with other people, this will also influence.
所以信仰不是只是说我个人的事而已。
So faith is not just something that's between you and God.
神要求我们成为他圣洁的民，他要我们在跟人的相处之间也是非常的公平公义。
God wants us to be a holy people, and at the same time, He wanted us to act righteously with others.
要有神的这个特质，就是你看神是公义又怜悯慈爱的。
We need to have the divine characteristic of God, which is.Mercy, justice, and love.
所以在生命记里面，我们有看到说，神都一直特别强调百姓一定要特别关照那些孤儿寡妇、寄居的这些需要帮助的人。
And that's why throughout the book of Deuteronomy, God repeatedly emphasized that you have to take care of the widow, the orphans, and also the aliens.
所以当然，神不允许他的百姓去行诈欺的事，想要去从那些弱势的人里面去得到好处。
And God would not want us to cheat those who are inferior to us.
所以这一些神所憎恶的事呢，我们常常提醒自己，让我们不去犯，我们在神眼中真的能够成为完全圣洁。
So we have to constantly be watchful and be aware of all these things that's considered an abomination to the Lord, so that we can be a holy people of God.
今天晚上用这些作为互相的勉励。
And tonight, I would like to use the topic for our mutual encouragement.
那我们今天晚上祷告到这里，一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
396首。
396。
Be truthful, there are those who trust me.